ko pārlai mihi atu nei mai te reo irirangi te hiku ōtei ka tāku kei runga te waia, ko Matiu Tukaki, ka kōrero maua e aha te kihau kei konei nui atu te mataku o ngā whānau anei rai te uruta. How are you, my friend?
Very good. Sorry, that wasn't a kia ora for you. Morning, my friend. That was a lovely group of Māori just walking past here in Te Awamutu. We've got a big hui about to start soon on everything from MACA, you know, the Marine and Coastal Act that came out with the Waitangi Tribunal yesterday.
Yep.
We're talking constitutional reform, small business, you name it. So still on the road, my friend.
Oh, wow. Well, what can I say? You might have, you know, we're going to have to get you a camper so you can, you know, of course, you're going to have to give that body of yours a rest sometime. Anyway, let's do this. I'm gonna cut to the chase. I know you've been around. There's a lot of people out there that they were upright until they encountered you when you left. They were, some of them was a nervous wreck. You can hear their bones rattling from way up here at the Hiku. That's what happened when you're trying to undercut the people of the beautiful land of ours. So, Matiu, I'll cut to the chase. What can you tell us that is more frightening than the second wave of the COVID-19 to the 5 million people of Aotearoa? What can you tell me is more frightening than that?
Well, there are two things, actually. First of all, the news that's come out of the BBC and China early this morning, which is a new form of swine flu, has now been detected in Puaka over there. So that is a deep concern. But right here at home, one of my biggest concerns at the moment is mental health and suicide prevention. I released a new resource yesterday called How to Have a Korero, a Conversation. And that was really because, before the lockdown, we knew that we already had a problem with suicide across the nation. When it comes to Māori, and sorry, there's a big truck going past. I must be in a farming settlement. So when it comes to Māori, or what's happened is we already have the highest rate of suicide per head of population in the Western world when it comes to our young people between the ages of 18 and 24 for males. In the north, in Taitokoro, we knew that we had a problem with suicide purely because of the numbers. The data tells us that, in fact, one of the greatest at-risk areas is Te Taitokoro. And so one of the things that I wanted to do quite quickly is, because lockdown has put a lot of stress on people, financial distress, relationships, we're seeing a rise in the use of P and addictions, is to quite quickly move to release resources that would support our whānau wherever they might be, so they could both ask the right questions, you know, are you okay, and then how to respond to them, and then also put people in touch with those agencies that can support them. And I made it really clear the other day, or yesterday morning, in fact, to Māori TV, hey, look, we know that we have a problem, but many of the problems that people are facing, we can solve. If you need help with your rent, if you're in fear of being kicked out of your house, we can help with that. If you have lost your job, we can help with that. If you're looking for kai in the cupboard and on the table for your tamariki, for your whānau, we can help with that. So a lot of the things that cause people great distress, and why they descend into depression and anxiety is because they just don't know how to cope with what's going on now. And so we've built a new resource. It's open for all. It's free of charge. No payment required. We receive no government funding to do it. This is my reaction to one of the biggest, most serious issues that we've got going on in this country at the moment, and in particular up there in the far north. One of the issues I'm here in Te Awamutu to talk about today is not just MACA or constitutional reform, but this is one of those farming communities as well. We know that whānau have been doing it tough in our farming communities, in our regions and rural areas. Yesterday, I was hooing in Ragland with small business owners who are Māori as well. And, you know, so this is about me getting on the road once again, not that I have ever left the road, and just sending that message. It's okay to talk about what's going on in your lives. There will always be somebody out there. And at the same time, I'm spending time in communities educating our whānau about how they can respond and how they can help those that are in trouble.
Absolutely.
To be honest, that's one of the biggest challenges we face at home. Whatever might be going on around the world today, it concerns me, it worries me, but my greatest and biggest concern is for the well-being of our own people.
Absolutely. In saying that, so what we're saying here is an uncertain future. Would that be right?
Yeah, it is. Things are uncertain for a lot of people. But, you know, one of the things that I would argue strongly is because of the response of Māori during the lockdown, you know, the rāhuis, the community blockades, the way that we handed out kai packs and supported each other, the model is there. That is the model to use. And that does create, in many ways, not just a sense of certainty that will follow that process throughout, but we also take a stab in the dark, I guess, at what are the things that create more hope for people? What is that light at the end of the tunnel? I mean, if you left it up to the politicians, I mean, we'd be decades in the making of a solution around this sort of thing.
Absolutely.
And what I'm saying, Pa, is let's just go back where we all came from in terms of how we've worked in our communities before, how we have got together before. I mean, even on Matakana Island, where I'm from, I always have to get Matakana Island in. You know, we just had a community meeting the other day about where to from here. And engaging people in that conversation actually takes away some of the, you know, some of that barking dog that hangs around us. So that's what I'm trying to do anyway. And here comes the Fonterra Dairy truck.
Ah, kia ora. And last but not least, I have here that the National Māori Authorities launched a new campaign. What is that campaign called?
Well, it's just it's simply called How to Have a Kōrero. So that's my other hat that I wear. I'm the chair of the National Māori Authority and, of course, the head of the New Zealand Māori Council as executive director. So what I've done is combine the efforts of two of our oldest and largest organisations and said to everybody, right, let's beat our feet. There are thousands of us within those two networks across the Motu and also across in Australia. 169,000 of our whānau are living there, and in fact, we're seeing more arrive home because they can't access support in Australia. Mm. So what we've got to do is have a model of care, not just for our people who are living here, but also for those of our whānau that are choosing to come home because they're just as uncertain about what's happening over there as well. Now, in the next fortnight, and by the way, I'll reiterate, this is all free. You know, take from it what you will. But in the next fortnight, I'll also be making available free of charge an app for everybody's mobile phones. It won't collect any personal data. You know, we won't be asking for a registration page or anything like that. But it really just is those tools I spoke about. You know, how to have a conversation, where to refer somebody to help for help if they need it, for budgeting or relationships or food or what have you. And also the behaviours to look out for that somebody might be in trouble. And I'm going to add a new feature. So I've been talking to the developers about this too, another small Māori business. You know, it's costing a couple of thousand bucks to do this, but that's going to go to a Māori small business, a little technology business in Auckland to develop. And that will be putting in five phone numbers of your friends that you can call if you're doing it tough. And, you know, the reason for five, if one doesn't answer the phone, hopefully the second one does. If the second one doesn't, the third one will, and so on and so forth. So that's arming our people with the knowledge and the tools that they need to get by.
Absolutely. Oh, man, that's so cool. Just like when I saw you marching down one of the side streets of Kaitaia just the other day, you know, if I didn't actually know what you'd look like, I wouldn't have a clue who Matthew Tukaki was until he spoke. But because I already knew what you look like, that's why I came up beside you and I said, kia ora, Al. And when you heard my voice, you spun straight around, kia ora, Pa.
Yeah. Well, you know what was really good about Tai Tukaro, and I get the privilege of seeing this every single day. When I was up in the far north, it wasn't just about the Māori Council or what was going on with Ngāpuhi or anything like that. I actually hooked up with probably about a dozen of our whānau up the north. So Tina, who's a beautiful lady, I've been helping her through the process of her son who took his life in Brisbane a few years back. She lives in Awanui. There was also Matiroa who asked me to have a look at her papers in respect of this flight that they've got on going on with Top Energy and their little trust block and so on and so forth. And that's a beautiful thing about my job. I mean, I have the ability in my roles to quickly assess, really quickly assess what might be needed and how we might go about doing it. And there's also the intervention in a kura school that I'm going to be supporting an organisation on. And so when you get to see that sort of stuff, that's the things that Māori want, eh? When they've got something going on in their life, or they're struggling or challenged by the state or by whoever, it is such a wonderful thing and don't have to be a member of the council. It is a wonderful thing just to help where help is needed. I mean, even in here in Te Awamutu this morning, I was walking down the street, and a lovely old buyer, she recognised who I was. She came up and she said, "I need you to help me get home to Te Kaha." And I said to her, because she's in McRoberts, and I said to her, "Hey, I'm from Te Kaha. Tell me your story." And we sat down and we had a cup of tea, you know?
Oh,
that's all it takes.
Kia ora, kia ora hoa. E mihi ana mo tō wā te mai, again, acknowledging, even so, your time for your meeting is probably already knocked on your door, but you still made time to speak to good old pa from Te Hiko Te Eka and share those wonderful stories. Nō reira, e te rangatirai matu. It's always a pleasure. You have an awesome day, and give our apologies to down where you are there for holding you up just a couple of minutes too long. However, you have a lovely day, and you keep doing what you're doing, and we'll keep watching those apps and watching the people rattling their bones as you go by. Nō reira hoa, kia pai tō rā, mauri o rara.
Kia ora, thank you, Pa, and I'll just say this, though. You got me out of a tight spot, and I fully appreciate it. I'm indebted to you, because let's face it, my singing in the morning is no good.
Kia ora, my friend, kia pai tō rā. Ai, kia ora, as you heard that, ko Matthew Tukaki, if he has to sing to feed his family would probably starve, as he was saying himself. However, he's the man that's got the gift of a gab, te manuhiria pā Matthew Tukaki, mauri o rara.